The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Wednesday. Do you know what I hate, Nicola Duke? Do you know what I hate?
What do you hate?
When I hear local radio presenters talking about hump day being a Wednesday, I think, shut up, you fool. It's not hump day. It's just, you know, it's, first of all, there's 7 days in a week, and so, you know, Wednesday's on the, it's middle of the working week, maybe, but it's just those stupid little phrases that people, you know, get, oh, hump day, halfway through the week, and it's almost like you're willing life away. Fair enough, if you're seriously depressed and you want to get rid of life, that's fine, but some people quite enjoy some days, you know, so someone's like, you know, oh, can't wait to the weekend, but when you do that, you're willing your life away. Do you understand? Time is constant anyway. Just look at a microwave and you're cooking food or something. Those seconds there, that's your life ticking down. It's not just food cooking, it's your life. And stop willing it away. Anyway, so here we are, hump day, and I'm with Nicola Duke here, who's looking at three charts.
Thinking something rude when you said hump day.
Yeah, well, it could be that as well.
I guess when you get been married a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if it's once a month, that'll be not a hump week, so at least it's okay. Anyway, let's I suppose you have hump month, which is like June, July. Yay! Okay, let's get into stocks anyway. Look at the undulations of the chart rather than undulations in the bedroom department. All right, so looking at the charts here, it's first one I'm looking at is, he says, scrolling frantically, is Angus Energy. I know we've done this recently, but someone just emailed me yesterday, and I've got to get back to them on email. I'm rubbish at that. I hate typing. That's a trouble. But they said, can you have a look at Angus again? Last time we looked at it, it's moved on a bit since then. So ANGS, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Angus is consolidating sideways. So it hit some resistance around 24. You know, we've had a big level, sort of a fib level around 23.15. I thought it could squeeze up to 25.80, but it hasn't managed to. We've seen one swing lower. I think that we'll see a second swing lower. We'll either find support around 2020 or potentially back to 19. This 20-day moving average really needs to catch up, so it's going to take a day or two to do it. I think it should trade sideways at the highs and let that moving average catch up before we see the next leg higher. So that's what I'm looking for. I really like this. I really like this uptrend. I don't expect it, to come all the way back by any means. I think we see another leg higher. The target for the next upswing, first target is 31.30 and then 33.70.
Yeah. Well, I know there's some. They're waiting on some news from the Oil and Gas Authority to give them go-ahead to drill at Brockham. And once that comes along, I think that may take them up a leg, I think, or two. Okay, so next one.
Consolidating in an uptrend, then wait for the next buy signal.
Yes, cool. Okay, next one was Canadian Overseas Petroleum, another request. COPL is the ticker there. COPL, what do you reckon on COPL?
This is one that's been quite a heartbreaker, hasn't it? But for the first time, you know, COPL has managed to get above the 20-day and the 50-day moving average, and it's changed the trend because it's made it made a higher low and then a higher high. So we're having a bit of a setback today, but I really do expect it to come back and find support from these moving averages. I think that we should come back, you know, potentially to perhaps about 0.6, you know, no further below that, really, and possibly not below 0.66. You know, we're at 0.725 now, and then I think that we continue higher. You know, we've got some headwinds, but certainly the first target will be 1.2 and that first swing lower from the downtrend. So
marvellous. Okay, and the last request is Sunrise Resources. I've never really read about this stock, I don't know much about this, but the ticker is, this is all I know, S-R-E-S. That's pretty much it. That's the extent of my research in this company. So what do you reckon? I've seen it.
I reckon, so this is like called an Adam and Eve double bottom or a rounded retest. So we had we had a low, you know, early 2016, and then we've literally spent since December going sideways in an inverted head and shoulders pattern. And you can see it perhaps a little bit more clearly on the weekly, because this is quite a messy chart. Mm-hmm. But so we're sideways making an inverted head and shoulders bottom. The neckline of that is 0.17. So a daily close above. So although we're testing the 200-day moving average now at kind of the midpoint at 0.14, we should, if we get above 0.14, continue higher to 0.17, and a daily close above 0.17 confirms the bullish breakout, and I really like this, then the next target is going to be 0.3 and those previous highs from August 2016.
Marvellous. Nicola, if you put those charts on the company pages of Vox Markets and send them as well, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.